Dave Gatto on the line from somewhere in Florida. Hello, Mr. Gatto.
Hey, Mitch.
Say hello to Brian Beebe, who does his own podcast at Three Musicians Singer. He's our sidekick for the show tonight. Say hi to Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, buddy. How
great,
you doing?
Great guy. You know, I'll tell you right now, you were on WIBA AM for 5 years back in the day, and now you were involved in international cruise lines and selling expensive art or auctioning it off. Is that what was going on for years with you?
I was traveling the world as an art director. Yes.
Yeah. So you know, you've been all over the world several times. You know, I have these conversations with you, and you've been Istanbul and all these places. I mean, I'm lucky if I go to Sox City for the weekend. But you've been all over the place.
If I count this summer, I think I'm up to like 134
countries. 134
countries.
Wow. You know, I've been to Mexico once and had some tequila at Nogales. That's about it for me. But, you know, so you, and I, you know, this whole thing with the terrorism, and we go back to this visa program. By the way, if you have a number to call for the show, is 210-1667, 210-1667, area code 608. The diversity green card lottery green card program, and it was aimed at trying to bring in more immigrants from low represented countries that didn't have very many immigrants. So that's the terrorist in question here came under that program in 2010 from Uzbekistan, is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Uzbekistan, yeah.
Uzbekistan.
It's one of the stands. It's a double landlocked country in Central Asia, and its southern neighbor is Afghanistan. So are we surprised?
Well, no, that's a hotbed for jihadist sentiment, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Well, since their last president died about, 3 years ago, yes, fundamentalism has risen in Uzbekistan. That's correct.
Well, we shouldn't forget that the reason the Soviets went into Afghanistan in 1979 was because they were afraid that fundamentalism was seeping into the southern regions of the Soviet Union. Remember, that was the whole purpose for them going there in the first place. And then we teamed with, we were arming the rebels, which is actually today's Taliban or, you know, fundamentalist, Osama bin Laden back in those days, Charlie Wilson, the congressman from Texas, Meet Charlie Wilson.
So that's a great movie to give you some background, yes. But the other main reason that the Soviets went in there is they saw an opportunity. First of all, it's a resource-rich country. They estimate $1 trillion of minerals there. Mm-hmm. It was also an opportunity, I think, in their grand scheme of things. They wanted another warm water port, just like Latakia in Syria. That's their warm water port in the Mediterranean, and then they have to go through the Bosphorus Straits.
Right, but it was one. It was one of their reasons for going in. They were worried about the exportation of radicalism, if I recall reading my history correctly. It wasn't just a geographic motivation. Anyway, so we send Dan Rather over there. He grows a beard, wears a little hat, and we're all fired up, cheering for them. And now, of course, after they drive the Soviets out, now they're our enemies. But that's what they're worried about. But clearly, is it not fair to say, without being called a xenophobe, that the cultural and social fabric of Uzbekistan is different from that of Taiwan or Puerto Rico? Isn't that fair to say? I mean, when you're talking about bringing people in?
The political correctness people think that all cultures are the same. Everybody should be able to come into the country. They're just misunderstood, whatever excuse they come up with. We have to accept that we have to make judgments based on known facts, to paraphrase what's-his-name, who was the Secretary of Defense.
General Mattis.
One in the Bush administration. There are countries Rumsfeld. Known facts, known knowns, unknown knowns. We know that people from Uzbekistan have a difficult background, and that there are radical Islamists. Depending on who you ask, 75% to 95% of the population is Muslim. Now, not all of them are fundamental, but in the last 3 years, it's really risen up. I mean, there was an Uzbeki in Istanbul. Remember that in the nightclub? 10 months ago. That was an Uzbeki who walked into the nightclub in Istanbul and mowed down 39 people in that disco on New Year's Eve.
I think I remember that, yeah.
So there's been a rise of disgruntled
Uzbeki. It was an Uzbeki. It wasn't, you know, wasn't an Iowan. It was an Uzbeki. But
right, we have to. People criticize Trump for being quick on the handle and the Twitter account. I try to ignore most of it, but there is a push among liberals to say we need more diversity of people from around the world, but we do have to be careful who we let in. What bothers me is that now we have reports coming out on this jag-off that he was interviewed by the FBI 2 years ago.
Yes. Well, the point of it is, I mean, we have this attitude in this country that if you even say that there are differences in some parts of the world, like the Obama administration named seven of the most dangerous countries for exporting terrorism, and then Trump did the same seven at first, right? And, of course, he was stopped by judges and courts for a while, and then he got an appeal from the Supreme Court. But, I mean, there are differences in certain countries. I mean, you've got majority Muslim countries where gays are thrown off balconies and women are put to death if they commit adultery, and the women have to wear, veils over their legs when they run track. I mean, you know, it's not the same as Iceland. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
so,
I believe when people say that they're going to come and attack the United States, I believe them. And they have said this, and if we want to protect ourselves,
we have to limit immigration from certain places. Well,
we have to limit immigration from certain places because they're known bad actors.
Okay, but this guy, we don't know. So all the focus today was, when was he radicalized? Could have been radicalized last year. Well, that's possible, too, because the program said you can come here under this program, under this lottery diversity visa program, if you've been clean for 2 years, meaning no arrests, and you graduate from high school. And this guy apparently had a clean bill of health in terms of his criminal record. So, you know, we don't have specific information on him.
I think it's important to understand that in Uzbekistan, formal education ends at the equivalent of ninth grade. There is no high school there. So he finished what rudimentary education.
Boy, I wish they had that rule when we were in ninth grade, huh? Imagine how much fun that would be. We're out of here.
There's no equivalency to it. If he was interviewed by the FBI 2 years ago, the FBI had a reason to do that, because that was 5 years after he was brought in on his visa. There's a reason that he was investigated. I'd like to know more about that. Because, Mitch, it's not a normal thing to be investigated by the FBI or interviewed by them. They have a reason.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. All I'm saying is, don't you think, if we don't say, okay, nobody from Uzbekistan can come here, then shouldn't we say, well, if you're coming on a green card, we're going to check on you every 3 months, 6 months. You got to have a meeting with a Homeland Security agent. They're going to go over your social media history. You know, we're going to check your, you know, something. Go ahead, Brian.
Dave, can you really have any serious feelings about this list of forbidden nations if you don't include Saudi Arabia?
I'm with you. Absolutely. Let's pivot to Las Vegas. You know who owns the top four floors of the Mandalay Bay Hotel?
Guess. I'll guess. Saudi Arabia?
That's correct. It's the Four Seasons in Las Vegas.
And you and I have been to some of those parties, too, Dave. We should, you know, say for the record. I mean, pretty well.
Yeah, I wish.
No,
I haven't been to Saudi Arabia is a bad actor. The problem is that we have a huge military commitment, and they buy a lot of stuff. Look at, they just did a $300 billion military equipment bill with Saudi Arabia, somewhere in there.
And 15 of the hijackers on 9/11 were Saudi, and, you know, they're not having elections anytime soon, the last time I checked, but yet we wanted to remove Saddam because he was a bad guy.
And they can come in all they want, the Saudis.
Well, I mean, you know,
Nobody's restricting them.
Osama bin Laden's relatives had to be flown out of the country. I mean, that was part of the deal, but I don't want to get into that. I'll behave more than I should.
Well, it's a politically incorrect thing to say, but we don't have problems with people from Taiwan picking up guns or renting a truck at Home Depot.
That was my point. And if you say that, then you're called names and the rest. So we have this cultural conflict between the, quote, nativist Trumpites, flyover country, red state Trump voters, and the enlightened intellectual good people who care about immigrants. Isn't that where we are?
I agree.
When they say they're going to attack us, I believe them. I believe that death to America is what they want. And it's a mystery to me why we don't believe them.
Well, we know that the mosque where this guy went was surveilled as early as 2005 by law enforcement, anti-terrorist law enforcement, which was done 5 years before he came here. And that was the mosque where he attended. And he was engaging ISIS social media propaganda on his computer, which we now know. But, of course, you know, that's the kind of thing that should be checked out, right? The privacy rights of a green card holder from Uzbekistan, to me, are not the same as a U.S. citizen. Call me crazy, call me nutty. Is that fair to say?
The time to protect yourself is before the burglar's in the house.
Okay, but then you're going to ban everybody from that country. I mean, keep adding the countries.
It's like going through a TSA checkpoint. I just went through Washington, D.C. Don't get me started on how bad that airport is, but the old lady at the TSA checkpoint and the three-year-old are getting the same scrutiny as the guy in the jihadi beard. And I think, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. We don't have unlimited resources. That's why we have a $21 trillion deficit, because we just pour money at it thinking we have to do everything instead of what the Israelis do, which is behavioral analysis, and they do profiling. That's what you do. That's how you do it.
Yeah, well, you said jihadi beard. I was just curious, because have you seen the guy that plays for the Dodgers, the guy with the big beard in the World Series? Have you seen that guy?
You know, he's not a hipster living in Bed-Stuy. He's a jihadi. He's a radical Muslim guy. The beard is a symbol. It's a you can see him from 100 yards away.
I understand.
This person takes his Islamic faith very seriously and is strict about it. That's what those beards say. It's not a fashion statement. It's a religious statement.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a reasonable cultural point, although somebody's going to say, well, that's stereotyping and that's unfair. You know, the whole thing. You'd be attacked by Ben Affleck if you said that on Bill Maher's show, as I saw with Sam Harris.
Well, if somebody wears a cross around their neck, Mitch, I'm going to assume that they're Christian.
Well, it's a fair assumption, And then if you put it in a glass of urine, like happened to that one guy, then you'll really be in trouble.
Robert?
You bring in Mapplethorpe in. We're going far afield, Mitch.
I don't know. I just drift. Sometimes the brain just starts to drift away. Well, so Trump gets on Twitter and slams Charlie Schumer, because Schumer at the time was a congressman from New York, but he supported the Ted Kennedy legislation to do this green card lottery diversity visa program.
Do you know why we allowed that? Has anybody talked about this?
Well, it's because we wanted to share how wonderful we are with those other countries to prove we aren't really Satan. Is that the point?
Well, remember Zero Dark 30? Remember all the conversation about grabbing people from the street? We did that in Libya. We did it in Cairo. We took people to dark. We had prisons there. They had places. And we made a deal. We threw a lot of money at them. We had a base there so we could refuel and do missions and everything. We gave them a blast full of money, and in return, they got some diversity visas. They got the ability to do that. It was just a quid pro quo because they allowed us to go into their country and have a base there and equipment. And
It's like a Michael McDonald lyric, grabbing it in the street. You know, it's like, Brian could do that on key.
That's what this is about, because I think they did the diversity visa program with Schumer in 05, right? So that was 12 years ago?
Well, they might have, but this was back in 1990. So, and I think this was, Ted Kennedy, I think, was upset because there weren't enough Irish immigrants. Ireland was low on the count, so I think he did this. It was explained today to get more people from Ireland. That was one of the initial motivations.
I don't think so. The reason that Uzbekistan was on that list, dollars to donuts, is because we needed black sites where we could go and torture people. We needed to refuel stuff. We needed to fly missions, et cetera, et cetera. We made a deal, wrote a very big check. They let us in there. And in exchange, about the only thing they could do was, hey, we want to have more visas so we can get to the U.S. I believe that
How many Americans even knew there was an Uzbekistan until yesterday? That's my question. I mean, would that have been a question people would lose on, a game show? I would think
they have been unlike. You know, they have to import water into Uzbekistan. And they have the main crop they have, at least from the Russians, is cotton. They're a huge cotton producer. It's very subsistence farming for them. But they have to import the water to the country. Can you imagine? That is a very bad situation.
And people don't realize that Porgy and Bess was written there. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm in a whimsical mood.
Oh,
what can
God.
I say?
Where did you get that?
It's really bizarre. No, not sequitur, but, you know, again, we'll see. I mean, Trump's getting nailed. But.
Dave, is Turkmenistan that's right next door, is that on the list?
Correct, yeah, and all the stands, yeah. See,
all the stands.
How about Stan Laurel? Is he anywhere near there?
Stan Laurel is not on the list. Yeah. No, nope. Stan Musial.
The folks in that part of the world, they have a very, very, history to them is very personal. It's right
Stan
in front
Kenton.
Of them. The reason that they're Muslim countries is because of the Silk Road going back 1,000 years.
The what?
The spread of Islam out of Saudi Arabia happened along the routes of the traders and Turkmenistan, all the stands just north of India and Pakistan.
I bet they sell some rugs there in some of those stands, I would imagine.
That was part of it, but they traded ideas and goods.
You're not taking this seriously.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so the spread of Islam 1,000 years ago, 1,100 years ago, was along the Silk Route, and those stands, which are, I mean, they're made up places, but they names. I mean, the borders were vague back in the day.
Same dirt.
And so that was the roots of Islam growing there because of the Silk Road. They traded goods and they traded ideas and religion.
There's a lot of seriousness on this religious stuff. You know, always has been, right? I mean, throughout history. So, I think my religion, the way people see it with religion is my religion is better than your religion and, you know, the whole thing. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the old story. The boys were talking and he said, my dad's better than your dad. And the other kid, no, my dad's better than your dad. And he goes, well, my mom's better than your mom. And the other kid said, well, my dad said the same thing. You know,
yeah.
It's an old joke.
Uh-oh. Ba-da-dum-bum.
Anyway, but no, you're right. I mean, there's a fanaticism and there is an absence of separation between religion and the civil society. We do better in the West. Certainly it's a pluralistic dynamic. We've come a long way from burning the witches in Salem. We don't really throw the rocks at the harlots anymore that I can tell as a rule. You know, that was kind of it was an Old Testament thing anyway. But, you know, we've had a reformations. We've had Vatican II. We've evolved, I think. When I say we, I mean as Western societies. But
well, think of it like this. I grew up in Wisconsin, and I am a Packers fan. All right,
yes.
You kind of have to be if you're from Wisconsin.
Right, right.
There are people that take the Packers really seriously.
Oh no, I know. Yeah.
And then there are people that are like, yeah, I watch the games. I'm not that into it. I kind of know about. And that's the way it is with Islam in the.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Some people take it seriously. By and large, most of the people there aren't that serious about their Islamic faith.
The divine text, where it has some scary stuff. I understand.
But even if it's 10%, take it seriously, that's a huge number of people that are really serious
about
their beliefs
Brian,
Allah and the sacred text, the Quran.
Brian and I have had that difference over musical performers, but we're over it now. I've been in therapy, and you know, I know how you take things too seriously and bad things happen. That's the point you're making, yeah. So.
Well, it's an explanation for the entire Islamic world, is that even if only 10% take these things very seriously and we classify them as radicals, that's hundreds of millions of people.
Yes. It's a very serious business, and when you're, you know, you're deaf to the non-believers and, you know, you don't laugh. I mean, let's face it. They talked about meeting the 72 virgins. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah, you know, this whole Islam that ISIS and ISIL or whoever whatever you want to call it is projecting on the world is from 700 A.D., right? It's like 1,200 years ago they want to go back to.
It's maybe 400 at the earliest, yeah.
Yeah, and it's this is an evolution, Dave, right? You call it a devolution, but they have evolved to this new thing.
Well, in a way,
wanting to go back.
But they're going
years.
Back to the origins. Yeah,
but it's still an evolution.
Well, let's be clear that a true believer in Islam believes that the text that was handed down.
Divine text.
God,
divine
text. There's no paraphrasing.
Yeah, no gray area. There's not a gray area there. Yeah.
There's no gray area. And getting back to the Saudis, the Saudis spend billions of dollars a year to set up madrasas to spread
schools,
the very strict word of the doctrine.
The hardcore, yeah.
Indonesia, throughout the Middle East, etc. There isn't a middle ground here. It's the sacred word of God.
Well, it's a more extreme version of, say, Alabama football. Right? I mean, that's kind of, you know, taking about 300 levels beyond.
Packers, the whole thing?
Yeah. Packers. Football, yeah, right. Well, you know.
Look, we have an open society, guys, and there's no real way to prevent this except to keep the burglar outside the house to begin with. And there are going to be a lot of hand-wringing. You're going to see money and checks and people spending money like, hey, how do we do this? Everybody's going to be freaked out. The only real way to protect yourselves is to keep people out.
But they don't even have Uzbekistan on the list right now, Dave. You know, the travel list. You know, they'd have to add them.
That's going to change.
Yeah, we'll see. It's a horrible time but I appreciate the time, Dave. And, you know, next time you take a ride in a boat or a ship to someplace exotic, give me a call. It looks like I can live vicariously on the phone.
You know. Mitch, I'm going to sit down here and get the real news from ABC News tonight.
Oh, good. Well, good luck. Too bad they got rid of, of course, Howard K. Smith is no longer alive. And Peter Jennings and Sam Donaldson's alive, yeah. Anyway, come back. Thanks, Dave. Dave Gatow, we appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Mitch.